everybody. It's the 27th of January, and I want to talk to you a little bit today about acceptance. I know that there's probably not one of us who hasn't gone through a time in our lives where we felt rejected by others, whether that rejection came from a parent, whether that rejection came from peers or family members or people at work. And I think we all know how it feels for us to be rejected. And I think so many times we default to feeling like we're rejected by God, that we're not worthy of God's acceptance. I want to read a verse to you from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. And I want to ask you this. Does this sound like a God that doesn't accept you? It says this: once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight. Now get this: without blemish and free from accusation. That is a beautiful couple verses out of Colossians that reminds you that when God looks at you, you are holy in his sight, without blemish. Now there's nobody else, no matter how healthy your marriage is, no matter how healthy your relationships with your friends are, I don't think anybody could possibly see us without blemish. But God does. Let's remind ourselves of that today. Let's pray. God, thank you so much that when you look at me, when you look at my friends who belong to you, you see holiness. You see no blemishes. And Lord, in this world that wants to point out every single blemish, Father, you have no desire to do that. You look at us and you make us free from accusation. You are not there to condemn us, but Jesus, you came to save us. And for that, we give you so much thanks. May we remember today, as we walk through today, that you see us as without blemish. And may we marvel at that fact, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.